When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title, What Could Go Wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Sup?
Also, here's Jeremiah, who claws his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Sup.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could both say sup. So, we're going with something tasty today. Things that make your food tasty, because that can only make things amazing. Things like cinnamon. Nothing can go wrong with cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon buns, cinnamon. Delicious.
Okay, cinnamon can actually, like, burn you.
Yeah, it can trigger a gag reflex.
Yeah. And it can do, like, it can get in your eyes, and when it gets in your eyes, it's real bad, Jeff. That's, like...
Real bad?
It's real bad.
Like, how real is this real bad?
They call them red hots for a reason.
Yeah.
But those are red hots. Those are candy, not cinnamon.
Right, but like, you know, cinnamon flavored made. But like, we could pretend they were probably.
I like that you just said cinnamon flavored. That doesn't mean that it's actually got cinnamon in it, Chrissy.
It could.
Yeah, is that really how these things work?
That's how these things work.
Okay.
I know.
They're not artificial flavors.
They're an expert.
Actually bits of those real pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to trust that the megacorps are putting real food in our faces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
That is the exact way you should think about it.
Have you ever thought about, like, okay, so, like, spices...
How delicious cinnamon is?
No.
All the time.
It's one of those just real finicky flavors that a recipe calls for a certain amount, you put that certain amount in, but if you accidentally put just slightly more than that, your whole dish is just going to taste like cinnamon. Like, the balance is gone, and everything is ruined, and it just tastes like cinnamon.
Only delicious cinnamon can be tasted.
Like, only too much cinnamon can be tasted. And there is too much cinnamon. I have seen the videos on the internet with the spoons and the cinnamon and the gagging. And it's disgusting.
That's true.
Like, that's what can go wrong with cinnamon. The cinnamon challenge. And all of those videos of people gagging.
Oh, ugh. I think in a couple of years we're going to have a large uptick in cinnamon lung from the people that have inhaled all that cinnamon from the cinnamon lung challenge.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a cinnamon challenge?
Wait, what? What? Really? Also, Jeff, homework, you have to watch the cinnamon challenge videos after this podcast.
Actually, Jeff, I bet you $1 that you can't get a big spoonful of cinnamon and swallow it. Live on the podcast right now.
After hearing things like cinnamon challenge and you just saying large spoon.
You can do a small spoon. You can do a teaspoon
of cinnamon.
Yeah, just
like a teaspoon.
Oh, just a teaspoon.
No, I think it has to be a tablespoon for the challenge. Like, I think that's the...
Listen, I like Jeff. I'm gonna cut him a break. Jeff, go get a table or a teaspoon of cinnamon. Put it in your face.
Put it in your face.
I am going to do that later.
Video it, please.
I don't want to interrupt the podcast.
Oh, thanks.
Find that shit.
I don't want to take up your time. I know it's precious. So, have you ever used like rosemary leaves to cook with?
Rosemary.
They're pretty straightforward. Make
you get
a tasty
stuck in
meal.
Your teeth.
Yeah, I like rosemary. It's fine. Like, I mean, I feel like it's one of those overused spices a little bit. Like, people are like, oh, just stick some rosemary in it. It'll make it fancy. And also, I'm always a little bit concerned with rosemary specifically that people are just like, oh, hey, here's this other random plant we're sticking in your food.
Yeah, and it's one of the pointier plants that
you
put in your food,
too,
right?
Yeah, like, it kind of just looks like pine needles. And so, like, you could easily just be like, hey, I just went and got this rosemary. It's fresh, but really it's just pine needles.
Well, aren't you supposed to, like, cook it in your food, then take it out?
I hadn't heard that.
I think that's bay leaves.
I'm just worried that there's a little piece of rosemary that's going to go all the way back in my jaw and get stuck in there like a bone in the rancor's mouth.
Oh!
And just, like, keep me from closing my jaw because it's... Two pointy ends are digging into my soft gum flesh.
Yes.
No, I mean, you wouldn't want to get rosemary leaf lockjaw. That's no good.
No. Nope. Or, like, just, like, stuck in the back of your throat. Like, if it, like, just... If it gets a little bit under the skin...
Well, that's when you go get some cinnamon. Problem solved.
I will tell you, it is harder to get things like that out of your throat than you would think. I had a salmon bone stuck back there for like a week.
Oh my gosh.
It was horrible.
That's why you need to get cinnamon. You need to let that, you know, that body's upchuck reflex do its job.
It's like embedded in your, it's like getting a sliver, like a rosemary sliver in your throat.
That's horrible.
Right? Every time you swallow, you can feel it. Gah.
I mean, honestly, that's why so many people have tonsillectomies, because it's the pincushion of the throat, and all this stuff, as they're swallowing, it's stuck in the tonsils until they're full, and they have to take them out.
Yes, that's why.
All right, well, maybe we don't want something quite so savory. Maybe something a little more spicy, like cayenne pepper.
No.
Muy caliente.
Indeed.
Cayenne pepper is dangerous, man.
Yeah.
You think, like, oh, I'm just going to stick a dash of this in the dish. And then all of a sudden, like...
Just a pinch.
The top falls off, and then you're looking at a bowl full of cayenne pepper with a little bit of vegetables underneath it.
Yeah. And
but you can't waste it.
It's too hot to eat. And if you do eat it, like, it just does horrible things to your internal organs and your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's... I mean, it's just a cleansing at that point, right?
Well, if you eat too much of it, it turns you, I think it affects your reproductive organs, and you become a Scoville eunuch.
That makes perfect sense to me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, because those two things are linked in the body.
They are. I've been listening to a lot of Republican debates, and I watch Fox News sometimes, and it turns out that all of those things are just connected, and that my, like, womb is part of my stomach.
The
and so
connected to the digestive tract.
Babies grow up in the belly.
They do. I heard it from a senator from like Kentucky or something like that. Kansas. Don't get mad at me, Kentucky and Kansas, if they're not from there.
Well, we should talk about the turtle fence then.
The what?
I mean, the same people had the turtle fence.
Is that a spice?
No, it's turtles. It had to block turtles from climbing turtles, so they couldn't climb over the turtle fence.
Oh.
Were they attracted to cinnamon?
They were attracted to the other side of the road, ooh, which might have been covered in cinnamon. I'm not sure.
Turtles love cinnamon.
It's true. Can't get enough. It's the spice of life. Speaking about the spice of life, saffron. That stuff's expensive.
It is freaking expensive. And it's weird looking. Man. Like, I don't understand how you're supposed to... Like, I've had dishes with saffron, and I think that saffron tastes good, but I don't understand it on, like an intellectual level. Like, yeah, like, why it's so expensive, how it comes in, like, strings, and I just don't, yeah, it doesn't feel like a real thing to me. Feels like a scam, maybe? I don't know.
There's got to be, like, the center parts of flowers outside of my house that I can pick that are delicious that don't cost hundreds of dollars an ounce.
That would also make your food yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just going to go grind up some daffodils and just kind of sprinkle it on?
Totally. Dandelions, daffodils, maybe some orchid bits if you're feeling really fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should have a cooking show because I feel like...
We could have a cooking segment.
We
Let's
could
not go crazy.
Really help people. It's like... The fact that vanilla is so expensive, saffron, so, like, there's some sort
of,
like...
Let us explain
like,
some useful scam. Alternatives that we've thought up that we can put in your food, which will make you feel fancy.
Yeah, feel fancy without spending the money.
Don't buy vanilla extract. Go out to the store, get some vanilla wafers, crush them up really good.
Just kind of sprinkle them in.
Soak them in whiskey, and you've made your own vanilla extract.
It's a beautiful thing.
I'm kind of shivering a little. I'm not sure if anticipation or in horror. We'll find out when we try. All right. Let's talk about some other fun spices. Something that I grew up with. Things that my sister wouldn't let me ignore. The Spice Girls.
Yes! Okay, there is nothing that can go... Wait, that's not true. I just thought of something that can go wrong with the Spice Girls.
Uh-huh. Spice World.
Well, no, actually, Spice World was fine.
I have yet to see Spice World.
Thinking
I saw it so many times.
More of the fact that maybe one of them could grow up and become kind of a bit of a, shall we say, conservative. That's a nice word.
What?
Conservative
that couldn't happen.
Pundit.
That would be scary.
It would be really scary if that happened, wouldn't it? Scary.
I think you're trying to tell me something, but it's just like on the tip of my tongue. I can't quite say what it's making me think of.
Well, Jeff, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Oh, tell me what you want.
Will you tell me what you want?
I really want to talk about spices.
Okay.
This is a podcast about spices.
Also,
well, I mean, there's athletic spice and baby spice and scary spice.
Excuse me. It's sporty spice.
Hello, ginger spice. That's like double spice. You've got the name of a spice and then also the word spice. So you know, ginger spice
is the spiciest spice, girl.
Right.
But not the one that married David Beckham. So I don't know. Maybe not the spiciest.
I mean, we all have to make choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
how spicy do you
guys,
like your spiced food?
Hold on. So, who is your favorite Spice Girl when you were young and in the 90s?
What are my options? So, we've got
baby
Spice.
Sporty,
hold on.
Scary.
Baby Sporty, Posh, Ginger.
And scary.
Yep, those are the five of them.
That's five.
Leonardo, Grumpy,
Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Eeyore? Where are we going with this?
And most of all, Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, yes.
Winnie the Pooh has nothing to do
with
spice.
He's the spice girl that likes the honey, Winnie the Pooh.
No, we're getting off the rails here.
Honey spice?
There's no honey spice.
You don't know. You weren't there.
I was there.
There's all the rejected
My
Spice
sister
Girls.
Wouldn't let me escape it.
I liked the Spice
memories.
Girls.
That is good because I think you were their demographic.
I was totally their demographic. My taste in music at that point in my life was a little weird because, like, I would take out The Cure and stick in Spice Girls.
I'm trying to figure out if you're Luis from Bob's Burgers at this point, then.
I am maybe the proud owner of some Luis ears. I might possibly have them on right now.
That makes sense, because if you had them, you would have to wear them.
All the time.
Because they're your ears.
Mm-hmm. And when they're not on, I just have to wear a hoodie.
Yeah, that's how this works.
A shame hoodie.
Everyone knows. It's not a shame hoodie. It's a hoodie of power while you wait to reclaim your ears.
Yeah.
Either way, this got off on a weird tangent. So I think we're out of time for tonight.
Well, variety is the spice of life, right, Jeff? We had a lot of variety right there.
It was a variety show, that's for sure. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Go put some nutmeg in something, guys.
Aw, man, now I want some... what is it called?
And if you don't nutmeg tonight, be sure to cardamom tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.